保罗呢在罗马书呢用了开始的四章去解释人得救的问题。
Paul used the first four chapters of the book of Romans to talk about how people can be saved.
首先呢，他问一个问题，就是为什么人要被拯救呢？
First, he asked the question why we need to be saved.
那么他就用第一章到第三章去解释，只是我们每一个人都犯了罪，以致到公义的神呢对我们很生气。
And he used the chapters 1 through 3 to explain to us that every one of us has sinned and therefore invoked anger of our righteous God.
到三章的二十一到三十一节的时候呢，他就告诉我们，人唯一得救的方法呢，就是通过相信耶稣而称义。
And in verses 21 through 31 in chapter 3 of the book of Romans, he basically explained to us that the only way for us to be saved is by having faith through justification.
那么在上个礼拜我们讲到四章一到十六节里面呢，就是告诉我们称义的条件，唯一的条件呢就是相信。
And last week in verses 1 through 16 of chapter 4 we understood that the only requirement for justification is to have faith.
那么就是所以你可以这样子说，信心在基督教的信仰里面呢，是一个很重要、很重要的一个问题。
So you may argue that faith, in terms of Christian religion, is a very important element.
因为信心确定人的归宿。
Because your faith determines your destiny.
你去天堂还是去地狱，就看你的信心。有没有用的正确的
So your faith, whether it's used correctly or not, will determine whether you go to heaven or go to hell.
所以有一个问题我们就要问了，那么什么是信呢？
And therefore we must ask this question of what is faith.
如果你问这个问题的时候呢，你在我们现代的社会里面呢，有很多不同的答案。
If you ask this question to a general public in today's world, you receive a wide range of answers.
有些人呢，他会坚持说，你明知这个事实是不对的，你还是坚持，那么就是信呢。
Some people will tell you that, that faith is when you know it's incorrect, but you insist on it.
就好像呢，我们说，我信圣诞老人。
For example,one can believe in Santa Claus.
还有另外一种解释信的方法。
Another explanation for faith.
好像我说，我信明天会更好。
So in that case, we may say that we believe tomorrow will be better.
在这句话里面，信这个字呢，只是一个希望，就是其实我没有什么根据的，我只是希望明天会更好。就是信的意思。
But the belief in this case is actually more of a wish. There's no basis to this belief. It's just that we wish tomorrow will be better.
但是呢，我们也有另外一个用信这个字的方法，就是好像一个飞行员，他告诉你，坐飞机是完全安全的。
So another way to look at faith is, for example, when a pilot tells us that flying an airplane is absolutely safe.
他不单只在他的知识上面是认同这个是一个事实。
Not only he came to this conclusion through his intellectual knowledge,
他也依靠这个事实。
He also depends on this fact.
因为他每一次坐上飞机上面的时候呢，他心里面都是相信，其实坐飞机是很安全的一件事。
Because every time he boards an airplane, he has to have that basis of for this belief.That flying an airplane is going to be very safe.
所以呢，保罗在第四章十六节到二十五节呢，他就要解释给我们听。在圣经里面讲到，我们人可以因信称义，那么这个信是怎么样的一个信呢
？So that is why Paul wants to explain to us in verses 16 through 25 that. that in order to be justified, we must have faith, then we must know what this faith is.
在四章十六节里面呢，他告诉我们，此事呢，他讲到这个信是一个效法亚伯拉罕的信。
In verse 16, Paul tells us that this faith is a faith that we need to copy from Abraham.
如果我们效法他的信的时候呢，我们就能称义。
If we follow Abraham's example, then we can be considered as justified.
那么这个信是有什么特点呢？
What are some of the special characteristics of this kind of faith?
那么我们今天就来看。
And that's what we're going to examine today.
首先呢，亚伯拉罕的信呢是有一个有对象的一个信，他有一个相信这时候他有一个对象的。
Well, first of all, the faith that Abraham had has an object involved.
这个就是他的对象就是神。
And this particular object regarding Abraham's faith is God Himself.
十七节里面说，亚伯拉罕所信的是哪叫死人复活？
And in verse 17 it says that the God that Abraham believed, the God who gives life to the dead and calls things that are not as though they were.
你知道呢，亚伯拉罕的信呢，不是我们说，不是信一些信条啊。
So you understand that that Abraham's belief does not necessarily involve a bunch of doctrines or creed.
我的意思就是，如果你能够背出来这个福音的内容，不代表你就是信神了。
So what I mean by that is that, just because you can recite the key components of the gospel does not necessarily mean you have faith.
我们信神呢，我们说神呢是一个个体，就是一个 person.
The God that we believe in is a person.
他不是一个只是一个事实，不是一个知识。
He's not just a piece of factual information, not just a piece of knowledge.
我们研究一个题目的时候呢，你可以问很多问题有关这个题目。
So when we research on the topic, we can ask many questions regarding this topic.
但是呢，你交一个朋友的时候呢，你跟你做研究其实是不一样的。
However, when you befriend a person, it's different from when you're doing research on the topic.
当我们说我们去信神的时候，其实就好像我们与神交一个朋友一样。
So when we say that we believe in God or have faith in God, it's like befriending this God.
亚伯拉罕呢，不单只呢对他信心的对象是有一个对象就是神，但是呢，他这个神呢不是他又解释这个神是一个怎么样的一个神呢？
Not only Abraham's faith has an object which is God himself, but he also explained what this object is like.
因为呢，世上有很多宗教都说他们里面有神，但是不是每一个所谓神都能救我们的。
Many religions in this world have a God figure involved, but not all these so-called gods are the same as our God.
在十七节里面形容呢，亚伯拉罕所信的神是叫死人复活。
And in verse 7 it tells us that the God that Abraham believes in is a God who raises dead to life.
那就是说呢，圣经里面的神，亚伯拉罕所相信的神，是一个赐生命的神。
So in other words, this biblical God, which is the God that Abraham believes in, is a God who gives life.
上面一句呢讲到了这个神呢是死无变为有的。
The very next sentence says that this God calls things that are not as though they were.
什么时候呢神把死没有变成有啊？
So when does God make something out of nothing?
就是当他创造这个世界的时候。
And that was when he created this world.
当他创造这个世界的时候，他讲一句话，那么天地万物就出来了。
So when he created this world, he spoke a word, and then all creatures came about.
全知的神呢，其实不可能有多过一个的。
Therefore, it's not possible to have more than one of such God.
所以对亚伯拉罕来说, 他所信的神是独一的真神。
So as far as Abraham is concerned, the God that he believes in is the one and only true God.
其实呢,亚伯拉罕所生活的社会呢,跟我们中国人很像。
And actually, the world that Abraham lived in was very similar to our Chinese society.
就是我们说满天神佛，就是什么都是神了。The
world that he lived in was a world where everything could be worshipped as God.
这个天又是神，这个海也是神，和这些树木是神，石头是神，什么都可以是神。
All things, it was a society where all things could be considered as gods. Heaven could be God, ocean could be God, river, rocks, trees could all be treated as gods.
所以呢，有的时候呢，我向中国人传福音的时候呢，有些人呢，他很快就可以接受耶稣是神了。So
when I evangelized to Chinese people, sometimes for certain ones, it was very easy for them to accept Jesus as a God.
因为对他来说，接受耶稣是神，只是把他众多的神里面再加一个，这个就是耶稣。For those
people who believe Jesus as God, it was not difficult because it was like adding another God to their collection of gods.
但是你看，亚伯拉罕其实他不是这样子。But
Abraham did not treat it as such.
他相信圣经里面的神是一个使无变为有的，是能够把死人复活的，是唯一的神。The
God that Abraham believed in was a God that created things, all things out of nothing, and he was a God that gave life to the dead, and he was the only true God.
所以你看旧约的时候，你看创世纪的时候，亚伯拉罕只敬拜一个神，这个就是圣经里面的神。
So if you look at Old Testament, look at the book of Genesis, Abraham worshiped only one God, and that's the God in his Bible.
信心不但只有他的对象，还有呢，就是他有一个表现。
Faith not only has an object, but it also has a way to manifest toward that object.
信心虽然自己是看不见的一件事情，但是当它表现出来的时候呢，你就知道。
So even though faith itself is not visible, but the manifestation of faith can be visible through people's actions.
18节里面呢，就讲到信心其中产生的一个表现呢，就是盼望。So
verse 18 tells us that one of the ways to manifest one's faith is through hope.
18节说，他在无可指望的时候，因信仍有指望。Verse
18 tells us that against all hope, Abraham in hope believed.
指望，或者我们中文有的时候用盼望，在圣经里面呢，有两个特点。Hope,
the word hope that we use has two special meanings in the Bible.
首先呢，在圣经里面讲到盼望的时候呢，不是一个愿望，就是不是一个wishful thinking的意思。So
in the Bible, when we're talking about hope, it's not the same as our understanding of wishful thinking.
举一个例子，什么叫愿望？So
give you an example of what hope is.
就是呢，好像 Audrey 每一年问我，今年 NBA 的冠军是谁呀？
This is an example of what wishful thinking is. For example, sometimes Audrey will ask me what the who's going to be the NBA champion this year.
我常常都是这样子告诉她，如果我们明州的牧狼队不赢的时候呢，应该可能就是谁了。所以呢，我的愿望呢，就是每一年都是一样，就是希望我们自己这一个队赢了。So
my answer to her often was that if our own Timberwolves cannot win the championship, it could be someone else. So my point to that is my wishful thinking is that our Timberwolves will win the championship one day.
这个呢，其实是我们都知道，是一个没有根据的一个愿望。
And as we all know that this wishful thinking of Timberwolves becoming a championship team is one without basis.
但是在圣经里面讲到盼望的时候呢, 它是一个肯定的一个期望。
But the biblical hope is an expectation with certainty.
它是一定发生的。
It has assurance involved.
第二个有关圣经里面讲到盼望的事情呢, 就是呢我们只盼望我们见不见看不见的事情呢。
So another special meaning about hope is that we can see what's invisible.
这是罗马书8章24节里面说, 只是所见的盼望不是盼望, 谁还盼望他所见的呢?
Just as it is said in Romans chapter 8 verse 24, hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes what he already has?
只是很简单，他就是说，你见到的事情，你哪里需要再盼望啊？你已经看见了。Basically,
it's quite simple. When we read this verse, it says that when you can see something, why do you need hope? Because you can already see it.
所以，当你有这两个了解的时候呢，我们可以做以下的结论。So
if you understand these two special meanings, then we can draw the following conclusion.
就是当一个人他没有坚定的期望。 其实他不算是真有信心。
So if one cannot be insistent or persistent on this hope that has insurance involved, it's not considered that he has faith.
你有没有听过有的人传福音的时候呢，他会这样子说？
Have you heard people when they spread the gospel, they will say the following?
朋友，你试试看信耶稣啊。
They would entice you by saying that, my friend, why don't you try to believe in Jesus?
你信了以后，看他实在不实在。如果不实在，那么你就不用信下去啊。Once
you believe in Jesus first, you can try and see if he's for real. If you don't think he's for real, then you can quit.
虽然我知道这样子讲的人呢，他是出于一个好意。
Even though I know that this person comes from good intention,
但是呢，他误解了这个信心的意义。
But this person, however, has misunderstood the true meaning behind faith.
还有呢，就是另外有一类人呢，他就会这样子说。
And another group of people might say the following.
你要我信耶稣吗？
Do you want me to believe in Jesus?
那么你叫耶稣现在显现出来给我看了，那么我马上就相信了。
If you can ask Jesus to come and show himself here right away, then I will believe in Jesus.
那首先前几讲的人，他是很自大的一个人呢。
First of all, a person who makes such a statement is quite self-exalting.
就是好像你叫 你要我相信奥巴马是总统吗？那么你叫他站出来，我就相信。你都不知道你跟他的距离有多大，你怎么可以叫总统站出来给你看？
It's like if you want me to believe that Obama is our president today, then you ask him to come and show himself before me. And what this person doesn't realize is the fact that there's a great degree of separation in terms of status between him and Obama.
还有一个更重要的事情就是，这样子的要求其实是否定了信心的定义。And
actually, this types of requests deny the true meaning of faith.
因为只有看不见的事情才需要盼望。Because
what these people are forgetting is that only the invisible things require hope.
所以你看见了，哪再需要相信呢？
So if you can already see it, why would it require faith? So I would explain to these people as follows.
有一天你会见到耶稣。
One day, with assurance, you will see Jesus.
有一天你会见到神的审判。
One day, you will see God's judgment.
但是你到这一天的时候，你要相信也没有可能。
However, it will be too late to believe in Jesus at that point.
信心第三样特点呢，就是信心是有根据的。
The third characteristic of faith is that faith has a foundation.
十八节说，亚伯拉罕在无可指望的时候，应信仍有指望。
And in verse 18, once again tells us that against all hope, Abraham in hope believed.
那么他指望亚伯拉罕，他指望什么呢？
What was Abraham hoping?
他就是指望有一天他的后裔好像天上面的星这么多。
He was hoping that the number of his offsprings will be as numerous as the number of stars in the sky.
他有这样子的指望呢，不是他自己想出来的。二十节呢告诉我们呢，是因为神应许他的。
This hope of his was not something that he dreamt up. Rather, as verse 20 tells us, it was one that was promised to him by God.
所以信心的根据不是我们的爱好，其实是神。我们正确的根据是神的应许。
So the basis of our true hope is not based on our preferences or likes, but rather based on God's promise.
现在的人呢，在我们有关信心的时候呢，他把信心看成我们的想象力。
And sometimes we'll hear about teachings where people would equate faith as to our imagination.
他的意思就是，只要你努力地去想象，那么你就会得到这个成果。
What they try to tell you is if you work hard enough to imagine something, then you will receive the results.
所以你要成功吗？
So if you want to be successful,
那么你就大声地叫，我一定成功。
Then you must scream to persuade yourself that you will be successful.
那么你常常坚持做呢，那么你最后就成功了。
If you do this frequently enough, then you will be successful.
但是你知道，亚伯拉罕的信心不是这样子的。
But you need to understand that Abraham's faith is not as such.
他信心的根据不是他自己，不是一个自信心。
The basis of his faith is not based on himself. It's not a self-confidence.
也不是任何的感觉或者经历。
And it's not based on any intuitive feeling or any experiential feeling.
我记得呢，从前我有认识一个同学。
I remember this old classmate of mine.
他来了教会很多年了，我就问他。你都了解这个福音呢，你大概也同意啊，要不然你不会常常来教会啊。
He had attended this church for many years, so I said to him that you must really understand the content of the gospel, and you must agree with the content, otherwise you wouldn't be here all this time.
那么我问他，你为什么还不信耶稣呢？
But then I would ask him, why do you not believe in Jesus?
他就这样子回答。
He replied.
人家邀请我信耶稣的时候呢，我没有感动。当我有感动的时候，没有人邀请我，所以我一直都没有信。
He said that on occasions when people ask me to believe in Jesus, I do not feel touched. At times when I do feel touched, there was no one there to invite me.
其实呢，如果我们把信仰建立在一个感觉上面呢，是很危险的一件事情。
If we build our faith.Based on feelings alone, it's actually a very dangerous thing.
因为我每一天起床的时候呢，我的感觉都不一样。
Because every morning I will wake up with a different feeling.
信心的根基呢，也不是什么神迹奇事。
The basis of our faith is not based on miracles either.
因为这些经历都是会过去的。
Because all these experiences will come and pass.
这些事情都是不可靠。
These things are not reliable.
我记得呢，我大概十四岁的时候，就是我信主第二年。
I remember when I was 14, which was the second year after I received Jesus.
我参加教会的夏令会。
I attended church summer retreat.
这个是五天的夏令会。
It was a 5-day summer retreat.
第一天我们就分开小组里面去小组讨论。
First day we divided into small groups to discuss.
当天讨论的题目就是罪。
The topic of that day's discussion was about sin.
然后呢，一个圈里面大概八到十个人，每一个人分享罪的时候呢，他们的痛哭流泪。
There were about 8 or 10 people in a given small group circle, and they all come to tears when they share about their sins.
我是最后一个,
I was the last one.
我一点感觉都没有,也没有流泪。
I had no special feelings at that moment. I certainly did not cry.
那么完了以后呢,我就很困扰啊。
And after that, I was very puzzled.
就是我是不是真的是一个基督徒啊?
I wondered if I was a true Christian.
你知道啊,这个问题困扰我从第一天到第三天,这是整个人的吃饭都没有兴趣,我就想知道为什么我没有哭呢,为什么我是不是真的是一个基督徒?
And you need to understand that this question bothered me for 3 days, for the first 3 days, to a point where it was hard for me to eat because I continued to wonder whether I was a true Christian.
到第三天的黄昏的时候,我一个人在看太阳下山。
However, during the dusk time, on the third day, I was alone watching the sun setting.
我还是问我自己这个问题,就是 我是不是一个基督徒?
I was still continuously asking myself that question, whether I was a Christian or not.
那么我心里面就想起一个问题,就是那么你信主的根据是什么呢?
But then I remembered one question that I asked myself, what is the basis of my belief in Jesus?
我就记起了我从前上主日学这个初心班的时候呢,这个老师就告诉我, 我们得救的根据就是神的应许,就是这本圣经。
But then I remembered this teaching from a Sunday school that was designed for new believers, that our faith basis is based on God's promise.
他说如果神的应许,其实这个道理很简单。 就是如果神不改变的时候,他的应许不改变,那么你的根据就不改变。
So basically what that means is quite simple, is that that when God doesn't change and his promise is not going to change, then our faith, the basis of our faith is not going to change.
所以我最后我就明白,虽然我没有哭,但是我还是一个基督徒。
So then I realized that even though I did not cry, as a result of that moment, but I'm still a Christian.
我想通了这一点以后,其实给我做基督徒一个很大的鼓励。
And this became a great encouragement for me when I made sense to myself.
不单只这一天很高兴,就是在以后三十多年里面,其实我信主的路程有高有低,但是我从来没有怀疑,我不是一个基督徒。
So not only I was very happy that day, but from that day on, for the next 30-some years, on my journey with God's faith, I never questioned that I was a Christian.
因为我相信,我的信心的根基就是神的应许。
Because God's promise has become the basis of my faith.
信心第四个特点呢,就是它有果效的。
The fourth characteristic of our faith is that it has a fruit, bearing fruit.
为什么亚伯拉罕要相信他的儿女,他的子孙,要好像天上的生这么多,这么困难呢?
Why was Abraham able to believe that his own children, his offsprings, can be as numerous as the number of stars in the sky?
为什么这个应许对他来说是这么困难呢?
Why did this particular promise was so difficult for him at the time?
18节告诉我们这个是无可指望。
Because verse 18 tells us that this was actually a kind of a hopeless scenario for Abraham.
19节呢就解释给我们听。
And then verse 19 explained to us why it was hopeless.
因为亚伯拉罕当时已经接近100岁。
Because Abraham at the time was close to 100 years old.
他的太太也过了生育的年岁,因为他已经89岁了。
And his wife also has passed childbearing years because she was already 89 years old.
但是他们两个人还没生, 任何的孩子。
And at that time, they did not have any children.
所以我们都知道，这两个人就好像死人一样，是没有可能生儿女的。
So we know that these people are as good as dead people, with which there's no hope for childbearing.
所以怎么可能他们的儿女好像天上的星星这么多呢？
So how can it be possible that they would have offsprings as numerous as the number of stars in the sky?
但是你知道，真正的信心，他遇到困难的时候呢，他就好像一棵树一样，他是不会死的。
But you need to understand that true faith is like a tree at challenging times. It's not going to wilt.
就是好像一棵树在干旱的时候，你没有水给它。它的根会扎得更深。
So a tree at a very dry season, it's not going to wilt because its roots are going to dig deeper.
所以呢，你看二十节里面，十九节开始呢，讲到他的信心还是不软弱，并且仰望神的应许。
So verse 20, starting with verse 19, he talked about that without weakening in his faith.
不单止呢，亚伯拉罕的信心更强了，还有他的信心可以说呢是会开花结果的。
So not only his faith was strengthened, but his faith started to bear fruits.
二十节后面说，反倒因信，信里的坚固，将荣耀归给神。
So the second half verse 20 says that his faith was strengthened and gave glory to God.
为什么他孩子都没有就归荣耀给神呢？
How could he give any glory to God when he didn't have any children?
因为他满心相信神所应许的必能成做成。
And that's because he was fully persuaded that God had the power to keep his promises.
真正的信心就是有这个肯定在他心里面。
And the true faith therefore has that assurance involved.
他知道神所应许的必定成就。
Because he believes, he's assured that what God has promised will be fulfilled.
虽然亚伯拉罕差不多一百岁了，但是好像一个死人一样，但是他知道神是一个全能的神，他是能给人生命的。
So even though Abraham was almost 100 years old and was good as a dead person, but he believed that God is an almighty God and he can give life to dead people.
还有神是一个信实的神，就是他所应许的事情他 一定行出来。
And he also believed that God is a faithful God and what God has promised will be fulfilled.
信心，如果你坚持做的时候，亚伯拉罕信心就有一个后果。
So if you practice as such, then as Abraham, there will be a result that comes from this faith.
这个信心的后果结果呢，就是二十二节里面所讲的解救算为他的义。
Then the result of this faith is stated in verse 22 that it was credited to him as righteousness.
保罗这么详细的去解释亚伯拉罕的信的原因是在23、25节里面。
And the reason that Paul elaborated on Abraham's faith is stated in verses 23-25.
因为他希望我们效法亚伯拉罕的信。
Because he wants us to follow Abraham's example.
二十三节说，算为他义这句话不是单为他写的，也是为我们将来的算为义之人写的。
In the verse 23 says that the words it was credit to him were written not for him alone, but also for us to whom God will credit righteousness.
我们怎么效法亚伯拉罕的信呢？
How do we follow Abraham's example? Of being faithful.
亚伯拉罕信什么？他的对象就是神。
So what did Abraham believe in? He believed in this object of this biblical God.
他的表现，信的表现就是盼望。
And the manifestation of his faith is hope.
他的根据就是神的应许。
And the the basis of his faith is God's promise.
他的信的果效就是他的肯定。
And the fruit of his faith is his assurance.
他信的结果呢就是称义。
And the result of his faith is justification through justification through faith.
所以当我们效法他的时候呢，我们就是五样东西也是一样。
So when we want to follow his examples, then we must have the same five things.
但是你知道啊，我们跟亚伯拉罕的信呢，还是有一样东西不一样的。
But do you realize that there's still one difference between Abraham's faith and our faith?
这个东西是什么？
Do you know what this object is?
就是我们应许的内容不一样。And
the difference is in the content of God's promise.
亚伯拉罕神给亚伯拉罕的应许呢，是告诉他，你的后裔将来要如此。A
promise from God to Abraham was that your offsprings shall be such.
但是呢，神对我们现在的人的应许呢，却不是这个。But
God's promise to today's people is not quite the same.
是我们的应许呢，却在24到25节。
Promise to us today is listed in verses 24 and 25.
24节说，就是我们且信神，是我们的主耶稣从死里复活的人。
24 tells us that us, we are the ones who believe in him who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead.
那么最后一节25节呢，就很简单的把整个福音。 解释在一节圣经里面，我们相信应许的内容是什么？And
verse 25 is where Paul summarizes the entire content of the gospel into one verse.
25节他说，耶稣被召给人，这个是指到他为给人钉十字架这件事情，是为我们的过犯。And
verse 25 says that he was delivered. The delivered is referring to Jesus being crucified on the cross. He was delivered over to death for our sins.
这句话的意思就是因为人犯了罪，也没有其他方法去救人了。那么，唯一解决人罪的方法，就是以耶稣的死代替我们的死。So
what this verse says that is we are sinners. We have committed sins. And there's no way to get us out of our sins, and the only way to absolve our sins is for Jesus to die on the cross for us.
下面他说复活是为叫我们称义。
And then it says that it was raised to life for our justification.
这句话的意思是什么呢？
What does that mean?
死本来是罪的代价。
death is the price that we pay for sin.
现在耶稣从死里面复活了。
Now that Jesus has been raised back to life,
只是证明了一件事情，就是他的代替我们的死呢，的确是有功效。
So what that basically means is that the fact that he came back to life actually showed that there is a fruit, the actual result of him dying for us on the cross.
所以耶稣复活就是我们信耶稣人称义的证据。
So the resurrection of Jesus then became the basis of our justification by faith.
这个就是神今天给我们人的应许。
And that is the promise that God has given us today.
我知道了，在我们中间还有一些人呢，还没信耶稣。
And I know there are people among us who have not believed in Jesus.
我希望今天邀请你去效法亚伯拉罕的信。And
today I would invite you to follow Abraham's faith, Abraham's faith.
所以，我们现在一同祷告好不好？Shall
we pray together?
当我们祷告以前呢，我会问你们，特别就是这些还没信耶稣的人几个问题。
And before we pray, I would like to ask those who have not believed a few questions.
首先就是你愿不愿意好像亚伯拉罕一样相信同一个神。
So the first question is, are you willing to be like Abraham, to believe in the same God.
这个神是赐生命的神，是创造天地万物唯一的真神。
And this God is a God who gives life to the dead and is the creator of all things, who is also the true God.
第二个问题我要问你的，就是你愿不愿意相信神在我们刚刚念的四章二十五节里面的应许，就是耶稣被召给人是为了你的过犯，他的复活是为叫你称义呢？
And the second question is, are you willing to believe in what's stated in verse 25, which is that Jesus was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification?
虽然神是看不见，称义也是一个不带来任何感觉的一个事实，但是你愿意好像亚伯拉罕一样，因为相信而表现出来。 一个盼望吗?
So even though it is true that our God is invisible, and the process of justification by faith is one that may not involve any feelings, but are you willing to manifest your faith by having the hope in what God has promised?
我的意思就是说，不是试试看信耶稣，乃是仰望神的应许。
So what I'm trying to say is that it's not a trial process. Let's try to believe in Jesus, but it's a process of placing our hope on Him.
当你坚持去相信耶稣的时候，把你的信心建立在神的应许上面的时候，我们心里面就会有一种肯定，因为我们知道我们的神必定成就他所应许的。
Because if you believe, have faith in Jesus, if you believe in Jesus in such a way of building our faith on God's promise, then we can be justified through faith.
如果你刚刚是坚持相信的时候，我恭喜你，因为你就是效法亚伯拉罕的信。If
you have believed, as I have described from the Bible, then I congratulate you. Because you have followed the example of Abraham's faith.
因为虽然为他义这句话，不是单为他亚伯拉罕写的，也是为我们将来得算为义的人写的。Because
when it was said that it was credited to him as righteousness, was not written for Abraham alone, but it was also written for every one of us.
我们一起祷告。Let's
pray together.
亲爱的天父,
Dear Heavenly Father,
如果当刚刚有人真的好像亚伯拉罕一样去相信你的时候, 我感谢你，因为我们知道你已经信他为义。
We thank you because if there were people who have believed following the example of Abraham, then we know that he has been justified as righteousness, as being righteous.
我为到这些人，他们能够经历神你的实在，我们就托在神你的手里。And
we lift up these peoples, for them to experience your faithfulness.
如果还有在思考，不知道他要不要相信你的，我愿意主你鼓励他们把握这个机会。If
there are still people who are thinking about this, and we ask you to grab hold of this opportunity.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
We thank you for listening to our prayer. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.